give us some wisdom, some do's and don'ts of playing playing amplified.
Playing amplified, do's and don'ts.
And mostly dealing with you know, your hand technique.
Oh, well, don't hold the mic directly in front of the amp. That's always a good one. When I first started playing amplified and got my first green bullet, I actually thought it was impossible to cup the mic and play harp at the same time. And what I did, I think someone had suggested this to me, and I can't remember who, but I took a coffee mug, a very wide coffee mug, noticeably wider than a bullet mic, and would just practice with my hands around the mug and just walk around doing that for a few weeks. Then when I finally graduated to the bullet mic, it was actually very easy to cup the mic.
You're not allowed to use the word graduated in this room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When I proceeded to use the microphone.
Learning is a lifelong thing for, you know, he just wants you to come to class for 15
years. Oh, believe me, I know. I know. You know, I mean, your grip, when you're playing amplified, your grip is a big part, if not the biggest part, of your tone control. That's what's going to control what sound goes into the mic and what doesn't. If you have a lot of air leaking, all this air over here, only part of the sound is going directly into the mic, as opposed to when it's pretty airtight like that. Instant volume and different tone. Although on a smaller amp, I must say, you notice the tone less than with the bigger amp. But there's a big difference when you're leaking air as opposed to when you're airtight on that. And playing amplified, your grip is, I cannot stress how important it is. And there's a lot of players that totally overlook that aspect of playing amplified harmonica. And controlling your grip has a lot to do with it. And a lot of guys will notice that when I play amplified, I'll go off to the side. What I'm saying is because I'm also closing off the airspace over here. So I'm sealing against my face as well as around the harp and the mic. So there's not air leaking around here. I didn't consciously do that really. I just started doing that, and that's the way I'm doing it. But you want to definitely practice getting an airtight grip. So you can get that whole range of open and closed. And pretty much control your sound that way.
And that was a fabulous demonstration because he was playing, he used absolutely every possible variation of completely open and completely tight and closed. Every variation, you know, made it really interesting to listen to because the tone was changing all the time, the dynamics were changing all the time.
Thanks, Joe.
What wah-wah techniques do you use for, you know, fast ones? With your technique.
On the mic?
Yeah, on the mic with what you do.
I mean, I would call like that. You know, I'd probably add a little bit more of that, the line above the hole that Joe is doing now, and just a little bit of the hole above it. So that slightly chordal sound will exaggerate and or amplify, you know, that sound. That as opposed to you definitely notice it more when you're doing more than one note. Any questions? Anybody? No questions.
I know we would also.
We'd also like to hear me play wisdom, with you, Joe.
Some wisdom on the chromatic. Because we kind of dug into blue light, you know, a couple weeks ago. And, mm-hmm. You know,
well, you know, what do you want to know? It's a completely different monster.
Well, maybe nobody has any questions.
How much do you play tonight? A lot.
It depends. I mean, if I'm with my jump band, I'll do about a third of the night on chromatic.
Yeah.
Mostly third.
Do you only play the jump band, or do you have a little four-piece or a little three-piece?
Well, I'll play with my guitar player's band, which is like a four-piece band once in a while, which is more, you know, some more straight-ahead Chicago stuff. And I'll have a T-Bone Walker kind of material as well. And I'll also play with another singer-songwriter who also does a fair amount of blues material. I don't hardly do any chromatic with him, actually, but I do a lot of different positions and stuff.
What's on your CDs?
What's on my CDs? A lot of harmonica. this CD, Up All Night, is definitely more of a Chicago sound. Thank you, Joe. No saxophone, just piano on a few cuts, but this is more of a, you know... You hear more of my harmonica influences, like George Smith and Little Walter and Big Walter on this one. And this is my jump band, which is more jump blues, swing-influenced blues. A couple tunes that aren't your straight 12-bar blues. So...
When are you going to make the other one?
Copies of the first one?
Good question. I don't know. I'm hoping to do it this year, but I also said that last year. What's that? The first one? Yeah, they're out. They're sold out. Sorry.
Are they out of
print? Okay, I have one. But
they're out of print. Yeah. When I make my next record, I promise that I would reprint those.
It's a must have.
Yeah, thanks.
I got bootlegs.
Yep. Sure. I know you well enough to know that you're not joking.
Could we please have a chromatic demonstration? You know, if you could.
I'm just advertising.
Oh,
are they back there?
If you're into it,
how can you
advertise one, with them in your back pocket?
I bought those already.
If you're into it, it would be like really cool to kind of hear some different styles.
Of the chromatic?
Yeah. A lot of George Smith, Little Walter, some jazzier stuff, you know, I mean, if you're into it.
That box was full of chromatics in there.
This is?
Yeah.
I don't think it was. You're seeing
the standard chromatic was the PC, right?
Yeah. So I have a line of 64s there, all in C.
Okay.
I wish they made 64s in all different keys, but they don't, unfortunately. So I have a couple G's, a couple F's, a couple B flats.
Okay, those are just
12 hole. Yeah. Okay.
You didn't notice.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, don't put those back over here. Then.
Let's do something. Yeah, would you? Is that okay? Although I do have the 78 with the no reverb on the beginning of the song.
Joe, you know about that?
You gotta cough up some $10 bills.
There's nothing in that.
Did you turn your mic on before you start playing?
I'm sorry?
Did you turn your mic on before you start playing?
Before I start playing?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Usually halfway into the song.
On your mic, do you use volume controls or just a switch?
Neither. Actually, nothing. Joe, you want some tens?
Yes, please.
Joe, did you hear that? The 78 with no reverb at the beginning?
Excuse me?
The Little Walter with the... If you got the 78, it's like a different...
Alternate. Oh, yeah, I know.
Do you have a copy of that? Did I?
The alternate tape?
No, it's just...
Here, Kirk. 2 for 30, 20 each.